from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I think I know exactly what the Mets are going to do at the trade deadline. We'll get to the Yankee trade deadline as well. A lot of football to get to coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But something happened earlier today that at first I was very annoyed about, and then I realized that this prank that was pulled on America actually will teach us something. So earlier today, I accidentally texted the group chat fake news. I was under the impression that we had lost former President Jimmy Carter, okay? Because there was a press release, there was a letter, and I thought it was true. And I was saddened by it because obviously Jimmy was a great humanitarian, or is a great humanitarian, okay? At first I was annoyed because it was fake, and I was annoyed. I was happy that Jimmy was still around, but I was annoyed at, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing in this country where we're creating all this kind of fake stories? But then I realized the brilliance of it. If you read the letter specifically, you're an idiot if you thought Jimmy had passed away. In the letter, it says, and I quote...
Who is this from, by the way?
This is from, like, the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library.
Butt Crack Sports.
Yeah, it turned out to be Butt Crack Sports. But apparently, in this letter, Jimmy Carter says, Jimmy loved his wife, Rosalynn Carter, and believed that marrying her was his greatest life achievement. At her passing last November, President Carter said, quote, Rosalynn was a baddie. Jill, Melania, even the throat goat Nancy Reagan has nothing on Rosalynn. She was the original brat. And I'm like, if you read this, you knew it wasn't true.
All you had to do is read.
But you didn't read it at first, so how could you blame others?
I'm apologizing. This is a lesson for all of us. You actually have to read. And there's other things that are thrown in there, and you're like, this isn't real. So I thought what actually happened was this was a lesson for all of us that we should read things before we jump to a conclusion. Don't read a headline. Read the whole thing, and then you'll know.
But and
then you'll realize.
Expediency is so fulfilling, though.
I know, right?
It just makes us feel like we're so ahead of the curve.
You're right.
Like it matters to anybody except for you.
It matters to me. Oh, no. The person
who's ever reading.
You're
not
right.
Even breaking the story. Just reading the story.
I know this.
I know this before the world knows this.
Like, we're all going to know it eventually. So you're right. Why are we rushing to do it? And I felt terrible.
Because that's the society we live in these
days. But let this...
The rush to do everything.
But this is a lesson.
Two pumpa-chumpas. All that good stuff.
But this is a lesson we have to read things through before you know if it's true or not. So luckily, former President Carter is still alive. He's doing okay, and hopefully he'll live till he's 110 years old.
Thank you for telling us that, Evan.
All right. But he is alive.
I think you were just pandering to Sean's desire to see that happen during the Rangers run.
I'd be a little annoyed at Jimmy if he kicked the bucket today, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, for those that don't realize this, Sean had this weird thing where if Jimmy Carter passed away in the spring...
But it was one of many things. It's not just that.
That was one of the many things that would have led to a Rangers Stanley Cup.
Yes, including OJ and a whole bunch of other things.
Richard Nixon passed away during the Rangers Cup run.
Right.
So we needed a president to go at that time. Didn't happen. Panthers win.
I understand. Now, as far as the trade deadline is concerned, I think what the Mets are going to do is very, very simple. All right? I had the idea of they would take surplus starting pitching, maybe trade it for a reliever. I don't think that's going to happen, nor do I think they're going to use prospect capital to trade for a top-end reliever, let's say Tanner Scott, who I think right now is the most top-end reliever available, considering the year he's having in Miami and considering where the Marlins are. I think what the Mets are going to do is they are going to do situational buys, very similar to what they just did with Phil Maton, or maybe what they could do with Toronto and Chad Green, and that is use their money, use the power of the pocketbook
yes.
to buy a reliever or two and not give up any prospect capital. And I will, for one, tell you, I like that strategy. I do not want the Mets, even in a year in which, yes, they have a chance, and anybody can go on a run in the playoffs, I stand by all that, I don't want them mortgaging the future to get a rental bullpen arm for the right now.
Yeah, but I think even the rental bullpen arm doesn't make sense. If you're going to go get somebody, because they're not, I mean, are they winning the World Series this year?
I mean, if they're in the playoffs, they have a shot.
They have a shot, but yeah. I mean, in your if you had to put $1,000 on the Mets winning the World Series, would you do it right now?
Well, no, but there
okay,
were...
Okay, if you had to put $10,000 on winning the World Series, would you do that right now?
No, but there are 12 teams that make the playoffs.
Okay, he had to put $100,000 on the world on the Mets winning the World Series. Would
Why
you do it?
Why do you keep upping the number?
Because I'm trying to make it significant to you. Clearly, you make enough money that $10,000 and $10,000 don't move. Don't
no,
don't scare you.
I said no to all of it. Yeah, are you hearing my?
It wasn't like oh hell no. I mean, maybe if I say $1 million, you'll say oh hell no.
But tiki.
This is my point.
Go ahead.
The Mets aren't going to win the World Series this year. If they do, fantastic. But they're likely not going to win the World Series this year, especially with the best team in the league in their division. And then the Dodgers you're not even talking about. Then you got to get to whoever's in the American League, whoever the champion is, the World Series representative is. And so to trade for a rental makes no sense.
Well why would it make no sense? Because you don't think they're going to win the World Series?
Yes.
Yeah, but I've already told you I'm not giving
up prospects. If you trade for a rental,
yeah.
The only way it's successful is if you win a World Series.
Well, but not
that's the point of getting him.
Hold
right?
on,
we're this close. We gotta go get a rental.
So let's go get this rental
who's gonna help us. Let's go get a Aroldis Chapman situation.
No,
that doesn't work. It hardly ever works.
No,
so
but
if
here's
you're
why
do it. You have to do it with someone who has control. You have control over.
No, but why not Phil Maton? Phil Maton's a great example. They give up nothing for him. If they don't win the World Series, I'm not going to look at it and say it was a failure.
But
they didn't give up anything for him.
But he's agreeing with you. That's what he's saying. He's saying, don't. If you're not going to give up prospects...
You agree with me?
Because they're not a World Series team, so that's why buying a piece and just taking your long shot that way makes more sense.
Wait, so you agree with me?
Yes. You're just not listening to me.
No, I was listening.
He never listens. He doesn't read, and he doesn't listen.
First of all, you're the one who doesn't listen. He comes to me during the commercial break and says, so we're doing football next? I said, I just teased. We're going to talk about the trade deadline, and we'll do football at 3:30. Like, you want me to lay it out for you? I mean, obviously, card subject to change.
Yeah.
No, I'm listening to you. You were
confused.
You were combative.
You were upset because you were worried about how much money you were going to bet on the Mets to win the World Series.
Well, you confused me with that.
You know how you know Evan doesn't believe in the Mets to win the World Series?
Why is that?
He's wearing a New York Cubans hat tonight, not even a New York Mets hat. Well, you don't even have the courage to wear a Met hat into the building tonight, Evan.
Oh, really? Is that what you think?
So let me
go to my bag and see what I have, what I'm going to change into later. What is this? What am I holding?
It's a brand new...
Why do the tags on a jersey?
Mets jersey.
Because I just bought it. What does that say?
Wait, where did you buy that?
Just answer the question. What
it
does it
says
say?
Megets.
No, it says Mets.
Yes.
Got me concerned. What is that? Is that a white Mets jersey?
It's a white John Olerud jersey.
You guys want to get... Oh, you already know. David Wright.
Oh.
A David Wright jersey. So don't
John
tell me...
Olerud.
I was thinking he was going to throw us for a loop. Was Olerud 5? I forget.
He was, actually.
See,
good call
go.
By you.
Bang.
So I got my Mets jersey. I will wear it. Right
Solid.
Now, we're at Yankee Stadium at the Hard Rock. I'm showing them respect. And as far as the New York Cubans are concerned, do you even know who the hell they are?
I believe.
Oh, you believe. Do you know who they are?
They were a Negro League team.
That is correct.
Yes.
They had a lot of Latino baseball players, including the great Minnie Minoso. And I think it's okay for me to show pride in the Negro Leagues. Mm. Okay?
I think it's... Don't spin this.
No, spin this.
No.
You're attacking me for wearing a Cubans hat.
We are an hour
Evan.
Away.
Respect,
Thank
Evan.
You.
If you are on
you
your
the
way.
Black fist
no, no, no.
Thank you.
If you're on your way to Yankee Stadium, stop by the Hard Rock and see us because ultimately Evan was scared of all you Yankee fans today. And you didn't
I
want to see
got
him in the
my Mets jersey.
You're not wearing it because you're a scared puppy dog.
I'm going to wear it when the
you're
show
in
is
our
over.
House now.
Oh, hold on. I'm showing respect to the New York Yankees, who are our radio partners, who approved us being here. I got nothing but respect for the crew. And so in my opinion, it's just me. You could do whatever the hell you want. My opinion is while we're doing a show here, I'm going to be wearing neutral clothing. Classy clothing, some may say. Lugie decided not to do that. That's his call.
Costco's
he doesn't have
finest.
To. He can wear his Lindor shirt. That's fine. Once the show is over, because then I'm a fan, I morph into, now I can wear whatever the heck I want. I'm going to put my David Wright jersey on.
Okay.
I'm going to continue to show pride in the New York Cubans, no matter what you tell me to or not. And I'm going to go to the game, and if people want to yell at me because I'm wearing a David Wright jersey, they can. But in the midst of this show, I'm showing class.
What did I wear at Citi Field?
I don't remember.
A Yankees polo.
Yes.
Well, and because you're classless.
And what did you wear when you got invited to the SNY box?
Well, they made me take off the polo and put on a size small SNY t-shirt.
There you go.
And guess what? I'm not doing that when I go to the seats. I'm going to wear my Met jersey because it is a Met-Yankee game.
Okay.
But while we're doing the show, I'm showing I think I made the right decision. I mean, how do I look today, Teak, by the way?
I think you look very nice.
It is not that cold
good
in
polo.
Here either.
Excuse me?
You got nice shorts? Yeah. I think we actually might have the same shorts on.
It's close. So then what the hell's the issue? I'm dressed classy
good,
today. You and Lugie, no offense, are dressed like children.
What does my shirt say, Tiggy?
That's baseball, Susan.
I'm wearing a WFAN shirt, so sit down.
Is that a WFAN shirt?
I'm representing.
Is WFAN making money off that shirt?
That I don't know.
If not, they should.
They should.
That's something I've addressed with Hurley already. Why do we not have a store?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Right.
I don't blame him for
Can
that.
I have
that
went. You're dead to me. Dash Tiki Barber shirt.
Oh, do you know how well that would sell well?
I'm telling you, it would.
I know.
Why are we not merchandising our content?
Yeah, this is why I'm a generational talent.
Yeah. In the meantime, go to 500 level. Use WFAN code 20 for 20% off your first order or more.
We do need to bring back the WFAN store. That is not a mistake Ryan made. That's a mistake that the past administration made. They just let it kind of die. So hopefully the new administration could fix that, because I already have a bunch of shirts that would go. The You Dead to Me, Saquon, absolutely. The T-shirt with a picture of Tommy Lugauer's tweet basically saying Jalen Brunson stinks. That'll do very well. I'm sorry. We were in the midst of the trade deadline. Can we get back to that?
Yes. Yes, please. Tell us about Phil Maton one more time.
I know. I'm saying those are the kinds of moves the Mets are going to make. They may be boring. That's the reality. And I agree with that
But is
philosophy.
That going to make Met fans feel satisfied?
Well, that
David Stearns and Stevie Cohen's money, let's just go get a okay reliever, but no one that's moving the needle.
So I think that every Met fan is different. And I think that there are going to be some Met fans who say, hey, look, go for it. Show some guts. Go for it. And I think there will be a camp of Met fans who feel that way. I think there are other Met fans who say, look, just get some help. It doesn't have to be necessarily top-of-the-line relievers that are going to cost you a lot in prospect capital, but just bring in major league arms. And so I'm in that camp. I can only speak for myself. I'm in the camp of, hey, David Stearns, Brandon Nimmo's already said it, go just give this bullpen a little bit of help.
Help us.
Go add maybe a bat in the outfield, a Jesse Winker-type bat on a team like Washington that's giving up. So I think that's a discussion for a lot of individual Met fans, but I am on the side of, they don't have to do anything big and sexy. They just need a bullpen arm or two, and I firmly believe they're obviously not selling. They're not trading Pete Alonso. I don't believe they're going to trade any of their starting pitching depth. I don't think that's happening. I do believe they are going to make strategic buys to their bullpen. The Yankees, on the other hand, and this was brought up by Chris Kirschner, who does a great job for The Athletic.
Okay.
I did not think of this.
Oh, my God.
Are you all right?
Forget Chris Kirsch.
Don't tell me Jimmy Carter passed away.
No. My bad.
You know what? The Yankee audience needs to hear this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This. Jamai Jones is leading off tonight.
I love it.
Why do you love it?
I love it.
You love it because you're a Met fan.
In the same game that the red-hot Austin Wells is not playing, Carlos Narvaez is catching.
Yeah, I think that's a lefty-lefty thing. I don't agree with that. I'd have Wells out there. Can I explain to you why Jamai Jones should be leading off?
Sure.
I'm glad that this happened.
Sure,
now.
And then explain why J.D. Davis is hitting cleanup.
Well.
Explain to me why we're punting on a Subway Series
game. No. Punting? You don't be, you know, those stupid terms, punting. They're punting? Let me ask you a question without looking it up, because I already know the answer. I don't even need to go to Baseball Reference. How's Jamai Jones done against lefties this year?
He's like 3-for-6.
No, he's not. He's hitting 350.
Okay, it's a very small sample size.
Who cares? He's crushing lefties.
Right. Dude.
The Yankees haven't hit lefties all year long, so your manager decided to take a guy that you and Big Mac basically think stinks. Meanwhile,
he's a pinch runner. Dude. And if he's going to play, then J.D. Davis cannot also play in hit cleanup, and you also can't then say, you know who else needs a day off today? Austin Wells and play Carlos Narvaez.
Well, I mean, he has played a lot of games.
You cannot do all three of those in the same game when you score 10 runs in a day game the day before.
First of all, I don't think you're being fair to the audience. I think you should give the entire lineup so that we can digest it.
All right.
But so far, I love Jamai Jones leading off. All you guys do is disrespect this guy, and all he does is crush left-handed pitching.
Yeah,
he's going to get three hits tonight.
For
Watch.
Those who want the specifics here, Jamai Jones is hitting 350 versus lefties.
Okay. And that's what I said. All right. Thank you, Tiki, for backing up my my knowledge.
That is only 20 at-bats. So.
Yeah, all right. The trade deadline can wait. The Yankees starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Jamai Jones is leading off the DH.
Okay.
Juan Soto batting second and right. Aaron Judge bats third and center. J.D. Davis cleans up in first. No Ben Rice tonight. Anthony Volpe bats fifth and short. Gleyber Torres back in the lineup batting sixth and second. Alex Verdugo batting seventh and left. Carlos Narvaez catches and bats eighth, and DJ LeMahieu is back at third, batting ninth.
Can I now? I will give you my opinion on this. The only I got two minor issues with this lineup. Number one, I agree with you about Austin Wells. Mm-hmm. I'd have him out there every single day, and I'd have to look
he's
this
young.
Up. I think
his
he's
knees
actually,
can take it.
I think
he'll
he's
be fine.
I also think he's actually done a fairly good job against lefties when he's faced them.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're even looking at like a major lefty righty split issue when it comes to Austin Wells. So I agree with you on that. Ben Rice is another guy that I probably still want out there. He has struggled big time against lefties in the major leagues. I think the problem you run into is, why is J.D. Davis on the roster then?
Right.
Like why does he exist then if you're not going to play him in a game against Jose Quintana?
Here's the other thing. I was under the assumption on how you guys felt. When Giancarlo Stanton returned, I kind of thought we were in DFA territory for J.D. Davis. If Giancarlo was a mere day or 2 days away, and J.D. Davis is the guy they dumped,
why play him?
Why is he playing tonight?
Yeah. No, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think the criticisms of Rice and Wells sitting are fair. Where you guys are lost, and it pisses me off that you said into a microphone, they're punting. They're not freaking
Dude,
punting.
But this is
stop no. with that lunacy, bro.
Evan. This is a lineup that has struggled for the better part of a month and a half, that yesterday had their best game that they've had in how freaking long. And today, in a game where the full house is going to be there, 45,000 people, Mets, I understand it's interleague. It's still a big deal to us, the fans. You decide, hey, you know that hot lineup we had yesterday? I know Quintana's on the mound. Forget about it. And you like Jamai Jones, Lino, fine. You cannot do
three or four of these things, if you're counting LeMahieu playing, in the same exact night, and one up it, by the way. You know, Gleyber and Verdugo back-to-back is ground out. They have created a way to kill lineup momentum after everything they did yesterday for no reason. Austin Wells wants a day off? Fine. Then don't sit Ben Rice today.
There is a reason, even if we don't like it. It's because there's a lefty on the mound, and the Yankees have struggled against lefties all season long.
LeMahieu struggled versus everybody. Verdugo has struggled versus everybody. Gleyber has struggled versus everybody. Maybe a Narvaez gives you an at-bat. We have no idea if he struggles versus anybody. The problem is, this is the old Yankees. The Yankees we complained about the last couple of years.
Yeah, where they were flipping lineups over and over. All right, let's do matchups.
Where they doubled up days off. Yeah. And doubling up days death sentence for a lineup that finally woke up yesterday.
You're not describing it accurate. They're not doubling up days off. What they're doing is they're putting a lineup against lefty pitching out there that they think gives them the best chance to succeed. Now, granted, J.D. Davis cleaning up and Jahmy Jones leading off doesn't sound way.
All right. You're not a Yankee fan, Evan.
Yeah, because I'm being sane about this. I'm not giving emotional opinions like they're punting, which is a stupid
opinion.
But it's
also just the history of what Sean as a Yankee fan has experienced. And so when he knows that Gleyber Torres isn't hitting right now, that Verdugo was 0 for 20. Actually, I think he got a hit the other day. But whatever. We know that DJ has not been. You look at this lineup. How are you excited about this?
I never said
so
I'd
be. So if you're a Yankee fan, it's depressing in a sense, especially because it's the Mets in the Subway Series, and they lost it the last two that they played.
We have spent the last couple of years changing the old baseball mindset of wanting all your big hitters also at the top of the lineup, right, to get more at-bats.
Yeah.
Two of the Yankees' first four hitters in a lineup tonight, when they scored 10 runs yesterday, are, and you could wax them all you want, Jahmy Jones and J.D. Davis, who might be cut tomorrow. That's pathetic.
Okay,
versus the Mets.
I'm with you on J.D. Davis. J.D. Davis, I probably wouldn't even play today. Jahmy Jones, you may not like him, and all you Yankee fans like to mock him. Sitting 350 against lefties.
Yeah, but he just hasn't played enough.
Well, play him.
He shouldn't lead off. You want to play him?
He's got 39 at-bats.
Yeah.
39. Okay. What game were we at?
Right.
So who would
go back to Volpe leading off tonight. He's hit hot the last 4 days.
Oh, really? So the guy that you were afraid of leading off because you thought it was going to get to him mentally.
But he's a leadoff hitter.
Right. And at least I would rather him have a fifth at-bat tonight than Jahmy Jones.
I do agree with that. I think in general with Anthony Volpe, and I was a big proponent of leading him off. I thought he was ready for it. I don't think you're going to jerk him back and forth between 1-6 or 1-7. I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think it's a great idea. I agree with you about J.D. Davis. I do. I agree with you about Austin Wells. I'd have Austin Wells out there. In fact, go down that rabbit hole. I think Wells has done better against lefties than he has righties. So I'm with you on that. He doesn't need an off day. They played a day game yesterday. The one area that bothers me is Jahmy Jones leading off is not as bad as it sounds. Well, it really isn't.
All right,
the guy's producing against lefties.
But it's all convoluted and a bad look when you decide to give Wells the day off. You keep running LeMahieu out. That's my only point. They're doing all of this at once in one game. And I'm telling you right now, I love Aaron Boone. I love Brian Cashman. If Giancarlo Stanton is now active tomorrow and J.D. Davis is waived and this was a one last thank you to him, that's an absolute disgrace by this team.
You're going to remember. I'm going to remember if you did this.
I better not see Giancarlo for another week at this point.
The last I heard about Giancarlo, and they do miss him, is that he's going to decide if he needs a rehab assignment or not in the next 3 or 4 days. I can't imagine how he's not going to need a rehab assignment. I mean, who misses that much time and then it instantly comes back? And knowing how bad Giancarlo can look at times, you probably should send him on a rehab assignment. But I think you're overreacting to Jahmy Jones. There's a lot of Jahmy Jones hate around here. I'm not sure why. I don't know what he's done to you. I don't know what he's done to
Big Mac. He made the roster to pinch run for Giancarlo Stanton, and he's hitting leadoff
tonight. And he's hitting 350 against left-handed pitching.
Then why doesn't he play every single time they face a lefty?
By the way, he should.
David Wells is not David Wells.
David Wells.
Austin Wells. I was thinking of David Wells because of what happened earlier today, but whatever.
Yesterday. Yes.
Austin Wells is hitting 3-something against lefties.
You see what I'm saying?
But he's only had 20-something plate appearances.
Why can't he DH tonight instead of catch?
I don't have a problem with that, by the way. I'm not waxing poetic about this lineup.
I'm annoyed that
you called it a punt lineup, which is a very stupid comment.
It's not
a punt lineup, dude.
261 versus lefties. 261 versus lefties, 218 versus lefties.
Who are we talking about now?
Austin Wells.
Oh, thank you.
If it's not a punt, you know what they did? We'll use a different term. They emptied the bench tonight.
All right, well, here's the reality. And I know it, and a few Met fans know it. The Yankees are scoring 9 runs tonight.
No, they're not.
Okay.
I mean, history says that they're going to back-to-back multiple runs, but they changed the lineup so significantly, maybe it's not the same.
Maybe they win the game 2-0 on a Judge homer tonight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.